Don't mess with a good thing. I've heard that saying before. It's probably true. It's probably also true that you shouldn't necessarily take two good things, shove them together, and expect a great result. But we couldn't help ourselves. Only a Games Martin Kessler has the story.
Trump is kind of like the Rudy of politics.
That's comedian Dustin Chafin performing stand-up about a month before the election.
Like, it's kind of been fun watching him, you know, run for president, but we're not going to let him play a whole game. Yeah. That was very NPR. I like that one. Okay.
Chafin was part of an experiment that Only a Game concocted with the Broadway Comedy Club in New York City. It began with an idea. A night of stand-up comedy with only sports jokes. Sports and comedy, both fun on their own. Surely they'd go together like baseball and Cracker Jacks, Stockton and Malone, and the NCAA and exploitation, right? But think about it for a second. Do you know any good sports jokes? I didn't. I actually Googled sports jokes, and this was the first one that came up.
What did the football coach say to the broken vending machine?
Wait for it.
He said, give me a quarterback.
Okay, wow. So Google wasn't a help, but eventually I remembered this.
Well, let's see now. We have on our team, we have who's on first, what's on second, I don't know who's on third.
That's what I want to find out, the guy's name.
That, of course, is Abbott and Costello.
You know the guy's name's on the baseball team?
Yes.
Well, go ahead. Who's on first?
Yes.
I mean the guy's name.
Who?
The guy playing first.
Who?
The guy playing first base.
Who?
The guy on first base.
Who is on first?
What are you asking me for? I don't know.
All right, pretty good. But that routine debuted in the 1930s. That was 80 years ago. With a drought like that, I started to worry. Could a night of sports stand-up actually be funny? More specifically, can NPR-appropriate sports stand-up actually be funny? Luckily, Broadway Comedy Club host Amory Castillo and about a dozen brave comedians were willing to step to the plate. Step to the plate. Get it? Okay, I promise their jokes were better than that.
All right, so yeah, I'm excited to be here. I am from New Hampshire. A little bit more about me. I just turned 30 years old this year.
That's Paul Landwehr. He was one of the first comedians to take the mic. But Paul didn't start with sports.
Kind of some big news, though. I didn't come here to just brag or anything, but I've actually been kind of killing it. I actually finally moved out of my parents' basement, everybody. So it's a pretty big deal for me. Thank you. Appreciate that. One person. Thank you. Yes, it got flooded.
Every stand-up comedy night has the guy who still lives with his parents, right? But then Paul started talking about his adult soccer league and how his dad still watches him play.
He cheers for me when I'm out there. He's just like, yeah, go, Paul, go! Even when I score, he's still cheering. He's like, no, just keep going. Move out.
Athleticism, or more accurately, a lack of athleticism, became a common theme. Here's James Mattern.
I was a bad Little League player, okay, which I'm sure shocks no one. I was a Little League baseball player where the third base coach was like, come on, a walk's as good as a hit. A walk's as good as a hit. If you play Little League and they tell you a walk's as good as a hit, you should quit and play soccer, all right?
Now, if you thought Paul and James were being hard on themselves, wait until you hear Freddie G.
I look like Blake Griffin if he was really into accounting. Being a male redhead, you don't feel very sexy. Like, in New York, I'm a best of six. But in Cincinnati, I'm a solid eight. Because I look like their quarterback. Andy Dalton is the best possible version of this. Which means the best possible version of this still can't make it out of the wildcard round.
Self-deprecating humor is one pillar of stand-up comedy. Dating is another. And there was even some of that on Sports Night. Here's Veronica Garza.
They did some studies, and the people who fill out their bracket on DraftKings, it's about 85% of them are men. They're between the ages of 25 and 35. They make between $85K and $100K a year. So you're thinking to yourself, this is a good DraftKings app, but it's an even better Tinder app.
Of course, comedians are also famous for saying things that are a bit, or a lot, offensive. But that wouldn't happen on NPR Sports Night, right?
Let me tell you guys something.
That's Nate Fridson.
If you have white guilt and you're looking to settle that debt, move to the hood and start playing pickup basketball. You will be even in a week.
And here's Dustin Chafin again.
I'm part Native American. That's Choctaw. That's the thing. And I can't take the sports logos, right? The Native American teams, right? Isn't that still racist? People don't realize how racist that is, right? Right? I don't know, Washington Redskins, Cleveland Indians, right? You couldn't do that any other race, right? You couldn't have, like, the Baltimore Blackies, you know what I mean? You couldn't have, like, the Long Island Jews, right? Gabble Hasidic curl on a calculator. You couldn't do that.
Okay, let's pull back a little bit. Let's go with something a bit less heavy-handed. Freddie G., please rescue us from getting too many angry tweets and emails.
I think a lot about the sports team's names. The worst sports team name is the Brooklyn Nets. They're the only team named after a piece of equipment from that sport. I mean, there's no football team called the Goalposts or baseball team called the Steroids. It's crazy. The net is the least important part of the basketball equipment. Naming a basketball team the Nets is kind of like naming a clothing store the Tags.
So can sports and comedy go together? Sure. Sports jokes work for the same reason any joke works. When people poke fun at themselves, it's funny. It doesn't matter if they're talking about their ugly noses or their Little League batting slumps. Along that line, there's one last sure bet for succeeding at stand-up, sports-themed or otherwise. Break the fourth wall and let people laugh at themselves. Here's Michelle Tomko to close this out.
It's a sports show on NPR. That's crazy, right? Like, I know all of us diehard sports fans get our latest sports news from NPR, clearly. Clearly, that's the place to go. It's like going to Fox News for facts. Except maybe golf. Golf would be good for NPR, right? Diane Rehm and Terry Gross doing golf, because they have soft talkers, and they're soft talkers, right? Well, we're on the 18th hole, Diane Rehm here. Terry Gross is like, I want to go back. I just want to go back a minute. I want to play an excerpt from when you teed off. Like, I could see golf, but like other sports on NPR, that's kind of weird.
For Only a Game, I'm Martin Kessler.
For more information on Broadway Comedy Club or any of the comedians you just heard, visit onlyagame.org.